Earth Day, April 22nd, 2020, during the COVID isolation period, the pandemic. What to do? I saw someone pout on Facebook. No Earth Day this year. What can we do? And I immediately started planning my day with my companion. I'm a soloist in the world, so my companion is God. He and I planned the whole thing. We spent 3 days. We made a list of 15 people to go visit, 15 beautiful friends and family to visit. I called the local native Florida plant shop and ordered 15 plants. Took out some old paintings that I had done and attached a note to them saying, "Happy Earth Day, love Deborah." I didn't need all those paintings hanging around here. And left for the voyage. Stopped by, picked up the plants. The plant man loaded them into the back of the car. I paid him cash and off I went. The first house was 30 minutes away from home. The second house, 20 minutes, and on, I covered a large area from one town to the next, one family friend to the next. They came to the passenger door. I handed them their card, their painting with the message, "Happy Earth Day." And they got into the back of the car, looked around, and picked themselves out a native Florida plant. I had so much fun the entire day. Even the garbage lady at the dump where I take the trash, I handed her a plant kit. And I said, "Happy Earth Day." And she looked at me with tears in her eyes. She said, "Today's my birthday. Nobody knew it. Thank you." That was an extra treat. The last house I went to, 8:15 in the evening, fully exhausted, not knowing how I would get my disabled body and things into the house, how I would unload myself. I mentioned it to my friend, and she said, "I'll follow you home and help you into the house." She followed me home right around the corner and unloaded me and my things. I went to bed that night content, full of joy and happiness. But the cherry on top of the entire experience was when I woke up in the morning. Normally I wake up in severe pain, not wanting to move. Not that morning. I woke up with a smile on my face and laughter in my voice. What a treat that was. I had the most phenomenal Earth Day of my whole life.